ABC Radio Australia.
Two young international soccer players from Solomon Islands are halfway through a pioneering internship with the current A-League Premiers Auckland FC. The placement program, devised by the Oceania Football Confederation, is focused on the 18 to 22 age group and aimed at giving male and female players from the Pacific the chance to experience a professional environment. And as Richard Hewitt reports, while there are no guarantees, the hope over time is that the new program will open doors for the best Pacific players to secure A-League contracts.
Goes back to Rovu. Can he finish? Yes, he can. Brilliant finish. Composer. And that's why he's wearing number 10 here. Solomon Islands extend their lead.
Three goals in six appearances so far for Rovu Boyers in Solomon Islands colours, and 12 goals for West Adelaide in NPL South Australia have certainly caught the eye. And now he's finding out firsthand what life might be like as a full-time pro.
Province where we're from is Munda, and currently playing for a national team as an attacking midfielder, 10. And we're currently on a program to train with Auckland, and it's been great so far. Big difference, very big difference compared to semi-pro leagues, and there's a big gap, and hopefully that gap is a closing in if we gain more experiences from outside.
Dave Wright is OFC's high performance consultant, and he's overseeing the placement program, which has paved the way for Rovu and his Solomons teammate Gordon Iro to link up with Auckland FC.
It's been great collaborating with, in particular, Josh Smith at Solomon Islands Football Federation around these two players. Our view at this stage is that we're working with players over 18 from a welfare and safeguarding perspective who come into respective club environments with a chaperone. So Auckland FC have been fantastic, very accommodating. They're interested around growing the game in the region and, of course, looking at talent around the region as well.
So if either player impresses enough, a contract is not out of the question, but Dave Wright says that's not the primary objective.
The players have been exposed to around 8 or 9 training sessions, as well as attending A-League games in an observational capacity and National League games with the reserve team who they're training with. They're being chaperoned by Benjamin Tatori, who's a bit of a Solomon Islands legend. Benji's now coaching with some of the Solomon Islands national teams. So not only do the players get the benefit of being in the environment for 2 weeks, but Benji gets to be around the coaches too. The players themselves are really enjoying the experience, and we haven't had direct coaching feedback on the players as of yet. That'll be something we seek at the end of the placement. But I have been in touch with the club. They're comfortable. The players have certainly fitted in. And again, watching them myself, there's no doubt they're competing and they're at the level of the players they're training with.
And while at the end of their placement, the two players may well be considered to be not ready yet for the A-League, Auckland FC will also be fielding a team in the new OFC Pro League. And the Solomon Kings will be there too. So perhaps a tug of war for their services. In the meantime, OFC are talking to more clubs on both sides of the Tasman, both amateur and professional, about taking on more Pacific players.
We're looking to get them to partner in a very informal way to say, look, are you open to having players come in and have this experience? And this is the first of its kind under the new banner of this program. So in that sense, so far, it's been a success. And I think in my conversations, at least with Auckland FC, there is certainly a curiosity to continue to understand the talent in the region and whether there's some diamonds out there who potentially have futures in the A-League. So I think the main thing is we're opening the dialogue and opening the door to both players and clubs and trying to assist where we can.
And the next contingent to walk through that door will be three female players.
Very important that we get the right players into the right environment and we ensure readiness on their side, and also ensure that an appropriate chaperone in the form of a coach or team manager comes and gets the benefit of that experience. We have three girls coming down from Fiji who are Fijian women's international players who are going to go into Eastern Suburbs, which is an amateur club in Auckland who compete in the Women's National League. Their trip is a little bit shorter due to them being called up for the women's national team, but they'll be here for 8 or 9 days. They'll get to train with the Eastern Suburbs women's national team and immerse themselves in the club. So another three players to continue the momentum on this particular initiative.
In the meantime, Rovu Boyers is soaking up the professional atmosphere.
I feel very proud and honored, grateful. I'm giving this some chance here for me representing country, and as long as this experience and I'm representing you guys, I'm very happy.
Rovu Boyers steps up, penalty taken and well converted. A goal for Rovu Boyers, a goal for Solomon Islands.
Solomon Islands international Rovu Boyers clearly reveling in the opportunity he's been given through the OFC placement program. And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.